Welcome to WIZSRadio.com. Boom, bam, wham!
Do
What's going on, everybody, man? We got Mr. 239 in the building. First off, man, you know, I like to say I hope that everybody spent their stimulus check real wisely. And didn't waste it towards any nonsense, you know. You know, we had to be safe out here. And the little COVID-19 thing was going on. And well, I said, you know, I hope everybody spend their check wisely, man. However, whatever your definition of wise is, man. I know Kina, he invested his into some new shoes. Invested his towards some new stuff for the studio, like camera stands and some blank CD cases, about a 50 pack to go with the 50 blank CDs that he's been had. What else? Caught up on some bills. You know, paid the electric bill, paid the water bill. So, So everybody spent theirs wisely, man, you know. I mean, I heard a rumor that we should be getting another fourth one, but I don't know how serious that is, but it would be nice if we got a fourth one, you know. It would be nice if the government gave a fourth stimulus check to everybody, you know. Especially family members, that people that had death in their family, you know. Like all the rappers just then died all of a sudden in their 50s, you know what I mean? You know, had me thinking, like, I always get this way, you know. Like, when my time, when God gonna pull my car, you know? But after all, that's the reason why I named my album Director of Music, man. Based off of Psalm 41, you know? I'm gonna keep believing that God delivered me from my sick bed, man. You know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of times that I was on my sick bed, man, and God brought me back, you know. I was once in a coma, and he brought me back, you know what I mean? But after all, man, I mean, after all, I haven't even got rich yet, you know? Like, you know, I found out most of the dudes that died, you know, that was rappers, they really weren't rich like that neither, you know? But, you know, it's when you time up on this universe, man, your time be up, you know. They always said that when you're young, if you went through a hard lifestyle, when you get older, you was going to live to be real old age. Personally, I believe that, man. I mean, because I went through a lot of crap when I was coming up. And I believe I'm really living a long time. If I sound a little bit tired or whatever, or anything like that, just because I just got finished eating a half a plate of popcorn and shrimp, man, with bread on those. And one thing about shrimps, man, if you sit down eating it, you better believe you're going to stay stuck sitting down for a minute. I mean, after all, who eats shrimp standing up, you know? But I was sitting down. I called myself going to make me in the pan, in the oven. I think it had to be, about maybe 30 or 40 pieces of popcorn shrimp. You know what? I think I got down to maybe, I think I got down to maybe 20-something pieces out of 40 pieces, I think. Man, I got there, man. I couldn't even get up. I was sitting down watching this movie called The Myth, or whatever you call those
older women that date younger guys, not a cougar, but the men, a MILF or whatever. And I was sitting there watching that. Man, I ate that shrimp, that popcorn shrimp. I was stuck right there for a minute, man. Like, I couldn't even get up. I was like, man. I looked at the plate. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this up and save it for later. Boy. You know what? The shrimp was so good. I didn't really have room to drink nothing. You know what I mean? I gassed some water real fast. I drank some water, you know what I'm saying? But as far as anything else, like I got V8s and, you know, I got me some real nice ginger and lemon and vitamin C tea. Man, I ain't even get to make that yet because I was like, man, this freaking shrimp got me full, man. I was sitting back on the chair like, boy, I was breathing from it. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't move. I'm like, man, maybe this is not a good. This wasn't a good idea for me to fix this shrimp right now. I thought I was gonna go jump in the lab again. I was like, no way. I was like, I'm just gonna have time just to, you know, just to do the radio show and, you know what I mean, and just chill the rest of the night. I'll probably pick up from where I left off from tomorrow, you know what I mean? But anyway, man, make sure y'all go to Keno White on YouTube and check out the new songs, Mode, Lovely, and my AM Fleet stands, and Body Language. I had to go back and like take the other one off because it was like when I be mixing down and engineering, man, sometimes in the studio area, the equalizers be up loud. So, you know what I mean? I had to go back and readjust it and kind of turn them. I wanted to turn my vocals up, kind of put everything evened out. You know what I mean? But y'all make sure y'all check that out. And for all the listeners, if you be listening right now, go to Spotify, type in Mr. 239, Blast 37 on Spotify. For all the people that know me from back in the past, and check out my album, Blast 37, the Blade Trail Business single, the Stay Alert single, the 239 Mill Fist single, and the Move Your Feet single. You know what I mean? Check that out. You know what I mean? Show me that support and love, man. You know what I mean? I got some good music. And some of that music y'all know about, some of it y'all don't know about. You know what I mean? But about today, it's been kind of fair, man. Ain't no raining. I guess all the rain done slashed up hard already because, man, I tell you, it was raining so hard. Like, I did a darn workout, but it didn't feel like I did no workout, man. You know what I mean? It was crazy. But, yeah, man, you know, just want to talk about the subject right now about change, man, you know. Sometimes people are fear of change. They're afraid of change because what change may cause and how it may change, how it may affect your life. I mean, I think if something changed in your life, it was a good purpose for God to do it, you know. Like, for instance, Keena officially gave up smoking pot a long time ago. And he thought maybe if he would have did drug screens that they were going to come out positive because he had smoked in the past. But the funny thing about it is he did his drug screens and all three of them came back negative. And so that's another step, you know, towards, you know, him and his wife getting their girls back, you know. And I'm happy about that change because 239 is a part of Kena, you know. And what looked bad on him will look bad on me. So it's like, since Kena done became drug-free, Mr. 239 announces he's drug-free. I don't need no drug. I mean, I've been saying it on microphone. You go to YouTube, go to Spotify, there's a song called Microphone. For all my people in Monroe, North Carolina, the ones that used to be in Monroe, North Carolina, that's just the song Microphone Anonymous. You know what I mean? Abbreviated for Microphone, for abbreviation of Microphone Anonymous. You know what I mean? That's been my natural high, you know? I always spoke that I had a natural high, you know, and my natural high can take me through boundaries and places where drug addicts, pot addicts, marijuana addicts, whatever kind of addict they are out there, where they won't reach, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And change, you know what I mean? I always been specializing in killing four tracks in one day. And I mean, it's still the same thing. You know what I mean? Back to back. I record back to back, like no problem. But like I said, today, I'm just going to chill because I got a belly full of shrimps in me, man. And like, it's that good popcorn shrimp kind. Man. I promise you, I think I should have ate those things standing up. Because I was eating it sitting down. Eating it sitting down, sitting back towards the chair with my back on the chair. Thought I was going to watch TV and finish eating the whole plate. Man, like I said, my plate got maybe about 20-something pieces of it left. I couldn't eat no more of it. I just took the plate, took it in the kitchen and covered it with a lid. I was like, I don't want to see this no more until I decide I'm really hungry. And so, like, change, man. Change can be a good thing, man. Sometimes God has us change after put us through something to get our attention, to let us know that we have to change, you know. And I think that it's a good thing that God give us the ability to make up, recreate, refresh, and change our life, you know. And sometimes it can be painful, you know, when you know you have to change. Some people are just used to kind of like what the slave song said, nobody can be you but you. That sometimes if you listen to people from the outside too much, they could try to shoot you down. They could make it look like you ain't got a groove. They can make it look like that ain't you, it's not true. And numerous things, man, you know, but like that song said, nobody can be you but you, man. You know, that's why it's always my song I like to play on the roster, man, because sometimes people need to hear that. Can't nobody be you but you. Because, I mean, personally, I'm going to say something myself. If anyone out there could change possessions with somebody that is going through a change and going through it to make them stronger, how many people would would switch bodies with a person that is going through changes. And instead of being, staying yourself, you had to switch bodies with somebody that was going through changes in their life. How many of y'all will be able to deal with that? Some people can't even deal with having unusual changes happen in their life. So, like, imagine if you had to change or trade bodies with somebody that was not used to a change. Or you had to trade bodies with somebody that was used to a change. Both of those are two different things. I mean, you know, you ask me, I'm actually just chatting because, you know, I'm waiting for the laptop to pull up and everything, but I figure I'll talk about the subject of change, man, because it can be good. You know, I was hanging out on Facebook maybe a few weeks, about a month ago. And I had sent one of my first friends a friend request, kind of guy I grew up with. We had grew up and stuff. We grew up and we knew each other ever since we were real young. Matter of fact, he like one of the dudes that's in the song called Can't Oblige Out that I constantly be playing whenever I play it. He's the one saying, oh, can I flies out in the back of your house? Knock them lights out. This, you know, this be the night. Knock them lights out. This be the night. Hell yeah, this be the night. Well, you know, we chatted, man, and he kind of opened my eyes to accept the change that was going on in my life, man, like, because at first I didn't know how to accept the changes, man, because it's true that I have a lot of disabilities that's going on with me, you know. I'm not afraid and not ashamed to talk about it. But those things, those changes, used to make me feel hopeless, helpless. And I had a conversation with him, and we chatted. He let me know that it was okay for me to accept the changes that's to happen in my life, you know what I mean? Because for a minute, I didn't know how to accept the changes when it come with when you turn the change to another age, you know, and the things that you have to adjust to and learn how to accept about yourself. And so, like, you know, he was like, he been going through changes himself, and he mentioned playing around with one of his family members, and a change happening to him, and Yeah, hurt his leg somehow. He had like, he said he had broken. And here was me, all these years before I talked to him, sweating osteoporosis bone disease and sweating, just sweating certain changes that came with my age of being a new age. And I mean, until I had that talk with him, I was feeling kind of weird about the changes that happened. Even though I didn't care and I felt comfortable about expressing what I was going through in the past, but deep down inside of me, I always was looking at the changes that come along with my age. They were my flaws. You know, that caused me to not succeed and caused me to fail. And and like, you know, like, with that being said, man, I mean, you know, it's the reason why I'm doing this long director music album, man, with all these tracks, because this is going to be my way to accept my change. And further on, changes that have to come. You know, nobody says that we're young anymore. Even though a lot of us enjoyed life a lot when we were younger. Tell the truth, when you're younger, you really don't have to focus on what's bad for your bones and what's bad for you. And when you're young, you don't really have to be too cautious, man. It's like, because you know, your body is still developing for you, and you ain't went through and damaged it by doing everything and all that stuff, man, you know. In a way, I feel that I kind of put myself in my condition with the osteoporosis. And the rest of the things I have going on. I believe I would have been a little bit more friendlier to myself. I think things could have worked out better, you know. Like, one thing about me, I always used to be on the go. You know, I was always moving from here to there, and the end of time, you know, I was eating painkillers, you know, but wasn't really nothing to be like what was happening at these times of my life, you know. Back then, I just was using the aspirin pills because I would have a major toothache or the weather being unchanged, and like, you know, I think about all the times, man, And I went and performed at places, how much freedom I felt, man, when I was on that stage, man, and holding that mic, man. It's like, I mean, so therefore, you know, I don't got no reason to envy these other guys that they going out doing shows and all that stuff, because I was once there doing it. I mean, so I had a lot of fun. I went to sleep last night. I went to sleep. I had the strangest vision, man. Like, I mean, you know, I know I recorded last night, you know. And I had, like, this dream, you know, I was, actually, it was kind of wild, because me and my, you know, my group member Raquel was in it, and it was like old times, like when we used to walk through North Myrtle Beach, and we went and found an open mic, and an open mic happened to be at Pirates Cove, and I remember she was carrying my first daughter, man, and. And she walked with me. Me and her both walked to Pirates Cove, and she performed her songs, and I got to perform mine. So, like, the dream was kind of, like, based off kind of like that, but it was a different kind of situation, like. In a vision, I was walking back, she was walking with me. And the person had told me in the vision, you know, I'm gonna let you perform, whatever, you know, and she had to go, for some reason, I was on my way going, we were on our way coming back home. I had some CDs, and I remember the CDs were coming out the CD case, and I was walking back fast, and in the vision, like, some of the CDs fell out of the case thing. And I turned around, and Raquel was like, I'm still mad at you, and whatever, you know, and I was like, what am I dreaming about, dude? Like, what am I dreaming about right now, you know? Like, my music, then CDs was walking, CDs fall out the case, and I stopped to pick them up, turn around, because, like, I'm mad at you. And then I woke up about, like, 8 o'clock this morning. I don't know if that was a... a direct meaning that me and Raquel are going to get a show soon, and the AM fleet will be back in the building, and going around. We're going to be back performing, and because Lord knows I got so many songs, not including the songs that I could perform off head, but the songs that were written and all my songs, you know. So I'm gonna go in here and see if this computer is about ready for me, and play some music, man. That's kind of like my subject, talking about change, man. You know, I mean, here I am, 41 years old, and I don't feel in no way that I done lost my pep. I done lost my energy. I done lost my momentum or my endurance when it comes to doing music and still performing it, you know, because the first of the year, New Year's, there was a movie scene shot with me performing hard. Me and Raquel both, we performed. We had that song off that Mary J. Blige featuring Lil' Kim, that I Can Love You joint. And funny part about it, man, like, the footage, something crazy happened with the footage. Like, we couldn't get it. We couldn't put it on a YouTube. And it's like, right there, I felt that there was a strange thing going on. And so that's the reason why, like, I have no other choice but to stay in the lab recording. I mean, you know, I 100% support all the guys that did these versus battles. And I see why they enjoy themselves when they're doing it. Because when you're an artist and you didn't, did so much with your music, and you done said it too, you damn near feel like you're saying it backwards every time you perform it. You always get that same burst of energy and that thrill, man, you know. Like, for instance, like, when, like, me and my cousin, we had went to do that show at Benny Negro, showing we open for EPMD and Raymond and Dollar Sex. We had so much fun. We performed 3 tracks. We performed 10-4, Currency Finale, and Cyclone. With Cyclone, was supposed to be a movie feat. It was going to be like 2 group tracks and a solo joint, which is me. But I got mixed up with the numbers of the track. And the track that ended up coming out was Cyclone. And I remember they agreed they wanted us to go on tour with them. So they wanted us to go on tour with them. And we could just sell our stuff. But we'd still be on tour with them and could have rocked stage with them and been, you know, be out, be with them while they doing anything. And this weird freaking manager we had, she was like trying to gamble the crew around, gamble us around. And I think you should get this deal. You should go for a better thing. And She brought up some weird people that do bad business and was saying that they want to give us $3 million because they took one of my songs, which is called Frequency, put it on their mix CD, and made $3 million off of it. And they were supposed to give us that, but one of the business people that was bad business, he kind of got an attitude because of something, somebody left me. Somebody had left me a credit card machine. This guy was like, why should we pay him? He got a credit card machine. First of all, it wasn't activated. It wasn't on yet. And second of all, if you take my damn song and you make money on your mixtape, I'm entitled to my fucking money. You know what I mean? Forget that. Excuse my French, but, I mean, who the fuck make beats in the AM and then jump on this shit the next few days or the next day, make a straight, clean, fresh fucking hit, go out in public, performing it everywhere, then write the shit, but grab the crowd, have the crowd responding like a motherfucker, going bananas, you know, wherever they get performed at. And a motherfucker said they don't want to give you the $3 million that you fucking earn. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. I put the Frequency beat together. I made that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Me and my cousin wasn't supposed to be suffering. He wasn't supposed to went through no dumb shit with his wife. I damn sure wasn't supposed to go through the shit I done been through. You know what I mean? Me and that dude was supposed to been lamping, man. We made plans. We made plans of what the fuck my Frequency song was going to bring to the table for us to be able to make things happen. We was going to split the $3 million. He was going to get his, I was going to get mine, and the rest was going to go back to my fucking company. But you know, it didn't work out like that. So like, and then every now and then I see the motherfucker that took my fucking song Frequency, made $3 million off of it, and split my fucking money down the middle like a fucking pie, and gave it to fake fuck motherfuckers that didn't deserve it, didn't work hard for my shit. Man, that shit wasn't easy. And ever since then, when I go make a fucking beat, it's like, it just keep dawning through my head. I made a fucking beat that was worth $3 million fucking dollars. And me and my cousin didn't get none of that shit. You know, and I just look at the backlash of what it fucking cost. And the motherfuckers out there that did it, they know who the fuck they is. Know what I mean? That's why I made my fucking song. That's why I made all them songs. Those mobster songs. And this shit ain't over. I got a show full of motherfucking more songs coming out. I'm tired of motherfuckers fronting like they hardcore gangsters and shit. But behind closed doors, they getting a banana stuck up in the ass crack. Know what I mean? Niggas on some monkey shit. Know what I mean? I know what the fuck real mean. Any other fucking producer out there that's done motherfucking been featured on somebody fucking mix CD and shit, motherfucker that made beats and shit, they get their fucking money. Know what I mean? When it came to me, fuck no. Know what I mean? You want to do the man wrong that is just fighting the osteoporosis. You's a fucking fake fuck. You know that shit? Word up. Know what I mean? Because, like, where you in fucking integrity at? Know what I mean? Niggas talk shit like they billionaire and shit, but you wanna rob a motherfucker for $3 million. You know what I mean? Like, you know, back in the past, you know, if I was on some murder shit, I would have been ready to come to your house and fill your ass up with slugs. And when they gave a fuck who would have been around, they would have got it too. Know what I mean? Because you don't fuck with my shit. Know what I mean? I stayed up all fucking night long making that fucking beat. Know what I mean? I stayed up all night long making it. Know what I mean? I didn't sleep. I used to make hardcore beats, man. I ain't fucking sleep. But the one beat Frequency, when I made that shit, man, I put a lot of work in on it. Know what I mean? It's all good, man. I just had to go in and put that in with the fact of change. I mean, now that I'm 41 years old, I own my own fucking sports team. I be all-stars, my own brand. Shit. Keener than copped a pack of a pair of the new WIB All-Star sneakers getting ready to get deported to him and shit. I mean, I'm not sweating shit. I mean, because in reality, the motherfuckers that try to get at me and try to stop me from getting my millions, they ain't do nothing but rush me. Because what? Mr. 239 helped design a fucking shoe that's worth the same amount of Michael Jordan shoes is. So the motherfuckers that robbed him didn't mean shit. Now, I mean, it didn't mean shit. Now, I mean, because, like, with change, I'm 41 years old. You ain't stopped me from going in the fucking lab. Now, I mean, I make more tracks than motherfuckers they could imagine. I mean, I got outlets with niggas that be sending me fucking instrumentals. I don't got to sit there and study my fucking life to know what I'm going to say on a track. See, that's what sets Miss I different from all these other fake fucks out here. I mean, most niggas got to sit around and, I'm going to study this shit for a while. Fuck studying. My fucking life's so interesting, been so interesting, that I ain't got to sit there and write shit ever again. Know what I mean? I kill tracks on fucking contact. I mean, I hear niggas bragging about what niggas did in the 90s. Man, fuck that. I'm better than what happened in the fucking 90s. And I could put that shit on the table. I'd get a motherfucker to bet money on me on the table. Send me a fucking beat. Send me a fucking beat. I guarantee you I deliver. Any fucking beat that I done got, I deliver. I ain't got to sit around and wait on no beat and sit there and hold with no beat for a fucking month. Every beat that somebody done sent me, I done went to work on. So, I mean, then, you know, Currency Finale, $1 million song. That's why I'm going to continue spinning on the fucking, on the rotation. Because on the real, don't nobody know how important the Currency Finale was for my old group called the Zero Squad, which changed to the AM Fleet. It was so important that we was able to manufacture our own clothes. AM Fleet got their own clothes. They own pins. Own buttons. Then they try to make a gesture. Like, only way we're going to pay y'all and give y'all the money is if y'all change up y'all way of rapping. If y'all sound like us. If y'all wear tight-ass jeans like us. First of all, I'm packing too big between my fucking legs to wear some tight-ass fucking jeans. Know what I mean? And it ain't manly for me. That's why I stand on me fatigue, believe that shit. Know what I mean? What happened to the jean, baggy blue jeans shit, baggy black jeans and shit? Old school hip-hop shit. Man, I'm from the old school. Give a fuck about that little fucking new school shit. Know what I mean? Niggas is tripping. How the fuck you gonna be able to fucking walk or get away? I guess they don't want to get away from shit. Mr. 239, keep it rugged like a fucking 9mm in a holster. Or like a AR-15. more like a fucking Tommy gun. I spit Tommy gun flow. You know what I mean? Like, shit that people go through to try to prove something. You know what I mean? Shit people try to go through to try to prove some shit. Yeah, well, y'all got me. I'm going to be talking a little bit more because my computer's still updating. So I'll just keep talking. Right now, I'm just listening to a re-recording of the WIBSradio.com show on the YouTube page. I guess I'll just keep talking. I went to go check my computer. It ain't ready yet. So I'm going to let it update some more and I'll just talk. Yeah, I've seen a lot of shit done change, man. Like, got a lot of dick riding motherfuckers out there, you know. It's like a lot of dick riders, man. I remember in the past, man, we used to give somebody props. That got them want to respect you and appreciate you. Now you got niggas that ride on niggas' dicks and they be like thinking that's the way to ride somebody's dick. I mean, what y'all niggas is a fucking trick or something? I mean, like, shit. Just weird, man. Like, I mean, me personally, I don't think I sound like no fucking body but myself. I mean, I go through voice changes a lot. I go through a lot of changes. But as I said, I don't try to make myself sound like nobody. And I always been rhyming the way I rhyme. I mean, that's been me. You know, like, you know, that was kind of cool. I looked at the Method Man, Red Man versus, they kept it real, man. One thing I can say about them, they kept it real. They pulled out everybody that they came in the game with. And they let them share the stage with them. You rarely even see that. With these groups. Like, before I had talked to my boy that I was telling y'all about earlier, when I seen him pop up on Facebook, first thing I was thinking about when I seen him pop on Facebook, I was like, damn, that's my dude. Now I got this AM Fleet shit running. I got we'll have the gear, the shirts, the button, the fucking hats and shit. I was like, shit, I should form the AM Fleet hardcore mode. But after he told me what happened with him, it kind of put me in a downfall in a little bit. And it's like, he said something important to me. He was like, when we was at the luncheon room, and he said he was in there, he used to be in there rapping, spitting and shit. So, you know, we had a little homemade booth in the damn luncheon room, 2004. And he said it first. He was saying to himself when he been there, like, what is he doing? This shit, it's not nothing, it's not nothing happening, you know. But he said something to me. He was like, but you motivated me, you inspirated me, and the more you motivated me, inspirated me, you made me want to, you kept me wanting to stay in the booth. And that alone totally woke up my damn spirits. Because ever since that shit had happened with me and my cousin, I was getting robbed for $3 million and all that shit that happened. True, I mean, I still was making music, doing movies, shooting movies, doing everything. But my enthusiasm for doing it had died down a little bit. I used to be more enthusiastic than doing it a lot. Altogether, I only made one beat. This was before my old school boy came back in my life. Only made one beat. And the track is called Ain't a Ass Kisser. I actually made a beat. You know, and I actually made a beat called I Ain't a Ass Kiss. Crazy ass versatile beat, you know, dope beat, dope ass beat, you know. Got the changes up on it and all that shit, you know. I just ain't laid it down yet. Ain't even so much freestyle over the radio with it. Just kind of put it on ice and left it in my library. But with my homeboy that was born in the September rains like me, but he a little bit older than me and my other homeboy, with him telling me that shit, it kind of re-woke me up, man. It's like, I want to bring my fucking A&F fleet out, man, because I put my fleet up against any fucking body. With me being a general, we'll shut y'all the fuck down. Don't give a fuck who you is. Because that's how, I ain't being arrogant. I'm being real about this shit. Because why? When I came out with the fucking Zero Squad, we was a force to not to be fucking reckoned with. We had a rough-ass dude that was from South Carolina that was a fucking murderer, where y'all motherfuckers don't get it. He really did murk motherfuckers. The one that said, get money, get bread. That nigga was a fucking killer. He's a Haitian Jamaican fucking killer. Huh. Uh-oh. Across seas. Toledo, Canada. He was on probation. Me, ex-hardcore mobster, take your shit, put a gun to your shit. I didn't give a fuck who you was. My cousin, best back tackler, I don't even got to speak on it. He talk about it in his fucking music. I was downtown Monroe. And this white woman ran up to him and thought he was a fucking hitman. And said, would you murder my fucking boss for me? I'll pay you right now. See, little niggas be running around fronting and shit in videos and all that bullshit. But ain't nobody got no currency for now like the fuck me and my crew was bringing it. And I'm going to tell you something. Laugh now, but cry fucking later. I'm coming. For whoever the fuck did the old Zero Squad wrong, I'm coming for the Ventures and I'm taking your ass out. Believe me when I tell you. DMX knew about me and my cousin. DMX knew about me and my whole fucking damn crew. I'm tired of little pansy ass, little SpongeBob punk prick motherfucking niggas thinking they doing shit, showing this fake ass money. When y'all sucking somebody's dick to get their bitch. Know what I mean? Go back to the real way, get in the fucking street and push it. And try to run up on me and my crew. We put a gun in your head and take your shit from you. That's what people don't get about Currency Finale. Listen to my cousin first. Oh, black box Chevy. Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the back. With a black mask. See, niggas don't listen. Y'all motherfuckers is pipsqueaks and bitch niggas, man. Know what I mean? And me. My verse, I adore admitting I'm cold. I adore admitting I'm cold. Since y'all shut my bottle with that bullshit nonsense that follows. Running off at the mouth, left wet individuals. Left wet. I'm calling your pussy right there, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about, man. All these little old ass fucking groups trying to advance over. With me, I had an old group. So yo, you motherfuckers better get ready. Trust me. I didn't put the army fatigue back on for no fucking reason. I don't walk around with a clipboard on the top of my fucking hat for no reason. I don't walk around with no clipboard on my fucking shirt for no reason. I'm calling the plays, and my plays say, too many men on the field. Penalty. I'm about to wipe your ass out. And like I said, whenever I decide the time to bring me in my fleet, y'all motherfuckers better move. Because I'm protecting over 40 motherfucking niggas going to be wanting to join my AM fleet. I don't think you motherfuckers can deal with 40 motherfuckers. Multiply it up to fucking 80. Because I'm the general in charge. The head commander up in the sky gave me the duty to do my assignment. And whoever get in my fucking way, I will take you the fuck out. Now run and take that shit there where the fuck you want to take it at. Because somebody got to motherfucking explain why me and my cousin didn't get our fucking $3 million. And we ain't got to suck no dick. We ain't got to get no dick. We ain't got to motherfucking sound or spit like none of you motherfucking stupid fucking pricks. To get what we supposed to get. Word up. So niggas can eat on a shit sandwich and go to hell. You feel me? And if my cousin little Steve was living, if he was alive right now, all you fake, false claiming motherfucking gang members, he'll pull your fucking card. Know what I mean? See, the thing about me is I hung around And I was dwelling with real fucking killers, real motherfucking gangsters, real monsters. Oh, yeah. It wasn't a fucking game. It wasn't a game. It wasn't a fucking movie. This shit was real. You know, people seem to think when somebody a mixed breed that they soft. No, no, we the craziest motherfuckers ever. You know what I mean? Just word. Especially a motherfucker like me. That my father got murdered and chopped the fuck up and buried under a fucking living room floor. And I find out about this shit when I was 33 years old. Now, if you fake motherfucking gangsters, tell me a story like that. If you think you're so hardcore, you're not fucking hardcore. I see you niggas fronting and fronting on fucking videos and shit. Who really talking guns, though? That's why I'm with the USCCA, man. Because you know what? Motherfuckers like y'all will make a nigga like me catch another fucking gun charge like I did when I was in North Myrtle Beach. Because when somebody try to push my button and think I'm going to put on a fucking skirt, no, I'm going to keep the army fatigue on, and I'm going to walk down the street with a fucking gat on me. And if you call war, I'm expecting you to come outside and we can act like we motherfucking in the old days of the Westerns. Draw first, motherfucker. Draw first. I guarantee you when I draw, I'll blow your fucking head off and your gun gonna fall. See, what's wrong with the fucking game these days? Too many niggas play around lollygagging and shit. See, that's why my group, you know, couldn't have motherfuckers angry with us. Because we were too rough. We were too fucking rough, you know what I'm saying? When we come out, we was the one with the roughest sound. Nowadays, motherfuckers come out thinking they hardcore. Man, when me and my people came out, man, we were rough. That's the first way people identify us. It's like, yo, that's a rough-ass sound. Yeah, because we came from a rough background. So we came from a rough background. Mark my words, man. Trust me. Laugh, lollygag now. Cry and die later. Because I'm coming, motherfucker. I'm coming. I'm coming to snatch motherfuckers out of the game like a fucking Terminator from the motherfucking damn future. That's how it's going to be. Because everybody thought they terminated me. But I got a surprise for your fucking ass. Now, I mean, you ain't proving shit. None of y'all ain't proving shit to me. Funny story. Shit happened with me and my cousin. And I formed AM Fleet. And me and Raquel come out. And she shut these little fake-ass new school bitches' mouth. Make these bitches go back to acting and fucking commercials and shit. Raquel, like, one female mixed with Italian, Slovakian, German, French, Welsh. And she ate y'all bitches up. Just wait. Y'all motherfuckers just wait. And when it comes to niggas, man, I take y'all motherfuckers out by the thousands or the hundreds. It ain't shit to me. I mean, because here's the thing. I'm dangerous with making beats in the lab. I'm dangerous with recording tracks when I'm in the lab. And I'm a fucking problem when it comes to a dangerous ass freestyle. Believe that. I don't gotta sit there and say shit to make a motherfucker get all excited. No, no, I'm gonna give it to you just like somebody put a bullet in a gun and shoot you in your motherfucking head. That's how I'm gonna give it to you. Just like a motherfucker put a bullet in a gun and go, pow! Because like I said on my blast on the last minute suggestion, my song, now you know. Thoughts spread like bullets to bust your head wide open with the knowledge being spoken before your damn mouth frozen. When my smoke clears, y'all left choking. Now you know. I've been spitting bullets. I'm going to continue spitting them. Fuck a bar. Fuck a punchline. I spit fucking bullets. Meaning, when I spit it at your fucking head, I'm going to leave a hole in that motherfucker. If I spit at you and your crew, I'm going to blow your whole fucking chest open. Niggas be chirping me out, man. Y'all were very flattering. But now you got the mobster on the motherfucking phone. It's always been here. Like I said, just wait. Just wait. So all you motherfuckers, you better stack your money up fast. Stack your money up and stack your fucking guns. Because when I was a little kid, I had a hobby of studying guns and money. And I know how you get them both. And I know what both of them represent. My father was a 32nd degree mercenary. You little motherfuckers better watch out. You know who the fuck you fucking with. From day one when I got in the game, I said I was mobster. And I ain't gonna change shit for no fucking body. That's why Merc 79 name is Merc. Meaning he'll Merc your ass. Merc 79 name came from what I used to, you know, what I used to attempt to do. Go ahead and check this damn computer, man. I'm ready to play some damn music. Let's see what the time is right now. Let me see how much this done came in. All right, almost about ready. Talk some more then. And when it comes to awards and all that shit, man, I don't want more than enough. Somebody hit me up like last week telling me that they seen that I done been doing what I've been doing for over 20 years. And they said I won a plaque for all the achievements I done did. My niggas running right here front with bitch-ass money in their hand. Like, like that means something. Like my little cousin Steve said, you can have all the fucking money you want, but it don't mean shit if you don't know how to maintain it. See, that's the funny part. Most of you stupid motherfuckers that get all that money, you don't maintain it. You know what you do with it? You go buy a pussy. You go buy these cars and put fucking rims on them. I be looking, I see shit. I see how motherfuckers be confronting motherfuckers that spend their fucking money on bullshit. You know what? If somebody ever gave me fucking $30,000, I'm going to flip that bitch to $30 zillion. How about that? And I ain't going to go around buying bullshit. See, that's why you motherfuckers be looking bankrupt. Because you waste that money on bullshit. See me? If somebody ever was to give me a big-ass stack of money, I'm going to own a chain of banks, motherfucker. That's what I'm going to own. That's what I'm going to own, fucking banks. The place where money is made at, where money is put at. So then, if motherfuckers start, oh, yeah, I got it. Fuck you. I own a chain of banks. Fuck you. Show motherfuckers what Cherokee Indian means. I'm on a chain of banks and I'm going to own fucking casinos. How about that, motherfucker? Fuck you. You niggas ain't doing shit. Know what I mean? You ain't doing a fucking thing. What are you doing? All it look like to me, you motherfuckers going around buying bullshit. Own a bank, then you can holler at me. Then you still won't be able to holler at me. Because whatever you own, I can fucking quadruple what you own and own more than what you own. Remember one thing. Through my head. Money smart tactics run through my head. Even when I'm sleeping. Economic literacy. Tactic talks run through my head. When I'm sleeping, even when I'm up. Career readiness for financial records run through my head while I'm sleeping and while I'm up. QuickBooks run through my head while I'm sleeping and while I'm up. What the fuck you gonna do now? My credentials say that I'm entitled to get all the shit I just said. And I give a fuck about your chain because I made my own. And I don't gotta sit around and be on some dumb shit. I made a chain turn into a fucking wallet. My chain is the fucking dopest. I think it's my shit. And I damn sure ain't spend those thousands and thousands of dollars on the motherfucker. But I make it look better than the motherfuckers that got the chains that was worth a thousand. Because why? I put it together. I walk around with my wallet around my neck. Let motherfuckers know I dare you snatch it. I'll blow your fucking hand off. Snatch my fucking chain, I'm going to chop your fucking hand off. Snatch my fucking chain, I'm going to blow your fucking hand off. Because that's my fucking wallet, so fuck you, my friend. And we flip the motherfucker around and say, grind where? Why? Because I believe in gutter money. And as I said before, it's that money that you find on the bottom of your shoe or your boot, like some bubble gum stuck to the bottom of it. Or in raw tax forms, it's that type of money that you find in your boot like a pile of shit. Meaning it's pure money. Pure. See, niggas got greedy. They got envious. They got fucking stupid. And they lost their fucking direction on what you're supposed to do with this fucking money. What you're supposed to do with this hip-hop shit. How you supposed to congratulate. How you supposed to honor. How you supposed to appreciate. And they think they're the only fucking ones that can group up and find a motherfucker. That's why I yell AM Fleet proudly. Because like I said on my new song called In My AM Fleet Stance, meaning standards. Pay attention to the fucking song, you stupid fucks. Wasting your fucking money. Listen to me close in the background yelling, Atomic Mass Fleet. Meaning, I cause atomic explosions, me and my fucking fleet. So fuck you. So I mean, like, I don't got to keep talking about this shit no more. Just know, you better get while the getting is good for you and your weak-ass crew. Because whenever I reclaim and I bring out my fleet, it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers retreating out the way. Because, oh, yeah. I'm the general of the AM Fleet. I'm the motherfucking general of it. And when I generate, it's going to be a motherfucker. That's why I keep giving y'all these little decoys when you hear this shit over the radio. Just letting you remember to stay familiar with me. Because the little slightest moment that you forget about me, that's when you and your whole crew will fall down crumbling whenever I take some stage on you motherfuckers. And oh yeah, I still got it. I got more than I had before. Way more than I had before. Then I just make myself take a break. See, I could have went in the lab today. I mean, I was in the lab yesterday while the radio show was going, you know. I was doing three things at one time. But I wanted to save, get a fresh start for Monday. I might drop 9 more tracks tomorrow, you know. Because I got more than enough. Fuck your pads. Fuck your tablets. Fuck the shit you wrote years ago. Fuck the shit you write right now. Put all that shit up against my mind, I'll crush your ass. How about this? And I ain't got to sit around focusing on how I'm going to destroy my motherfucking target. I just destroy you. And that's how it goes. I just destroy you. I don't sit around studying how I'm going to eliminate my target, man. When you come out, I just destroy your ass. That's just how it is. When you come out, I just destroy your ass. Hey, you bitches, be aware, man. Because when Raquel come back in the building, you bitches going to go right back to the damn commercials again. Y'all going right to the commercials again. As for me, you motherfuckers better start waving flags when you see me. Like I made that song said, I'm flagging. Y'all better wave that flag and call the troops when you see me, man. Especially if you a motherfucker that had your hand in if any part of a motherfucker that ever robbed and jacked me and my fucking crew. from in the past. It's not a threat, it's a promise. I'm coming for y'all ass. Yeah, I'll find out a little bit more information that next I kill your ass, Nick City shit installment I'm about to bring to the table. Go ahead and say rest in power to DMX, rest in power, Black Rob, rest in power to Shock G, and rest in power to all the other fallen soldiers, man. Now, I mean, these little motherfuckers in the game don't get it, man. When y'all gonna get it? You can't fucking destroy a mobster when you don't know what's in his head and what his plan is. See, that's why I laugh about it. Motherfuckers trying so hard to be the Godfather movie, you know? Blow my mind, you know? Like, be yourself. I ain't being no fucking, I'm not being nobody but me. And that's who I be. Me. You know? Well, I want to be something that somebody wrote in a strip. Somebody came up with that. They wrote it. Be your own fucking life. You may think it's cool and hip to do this and do that. Be your fucking self. I'm waiting for my damn computer to get right. It's updating. Well, what else can I discuss? Well, it's 8 o'clock. So it's 8 o'clock. Well, and it's getting dark, so I guess I'll talk tomorrow. Whatever comes to my mind, I'm gonna talk about it. Yeah, well, I don't know how many rappers out there are doing drug-free rhyming now and are drug-free, but tell you what, feels good to be drug-free. I can definitely say that because don't get me wrong, I mean, it was okay, you know, being unsober, doing music and all that, but it can be a drag because it's like unstable music, man, you know what I mean? Like, you know, especially if you are an engineer and you're the one that mixed down everything and you're the head of your operation. And you okay everything. Well, you know, it got kind of weird at first because I used to have to go back and stay for a long time engineering things, but now I just record one time and lay it down and no problem at all. No problems at all. Just I always been about one takes, man. Even when I wrote shit, it was like a one take thing. You know, I ain't ever have no problems still fucking up over and over on a verse and some shit that I wrote. Most of the happily for sentences of these motherfuckers that be saying they be freestyling and shit. I'm going to talk about that right now. Most of them be saying shit that they wrote. You make a real freestyle, you know. You be at that present moment doing it. It's a true hobby for a real hip hop MC, rapper, or lyricist, you know. That's what you do. Well, I'm gonna try to do me a slow freestyle. It's getting into the nighttime, and I don't want to waste all my energy out like that. I got a long day tomorrow. I'm going to definitely finish dropping tracks. I flip dropping most whack dudes off the list. Don't know about when it was time for Mr. 239. He off your shit. Make all y'all feel like, yeah, you at a meeting, yo, call this an office. Mr. 239 be ripping flows, making all y'all look fucking flawless. Pop one shot, made them all drop. Now niggas putting back on blouses. Covering up they shit, tucking it like they got a damn set of breasts. 239 be bringing it to your ass. Fuck a quiz. This the greatest test that you're going to go against. I break all y'all down like a whole bunch of more predicates and decimals when I hit. Niggas be like, that's that fool, he be spit. Yeah, I got that shit to leave a lot of niggas lit. Most of you niggas is cancerous like a cigarette. Thought y'all can handle this, but you niggas is on some dumb shit, you ain't figure shit. Tired of niggas thinking that they gotta sit around and bring a bigger hit. On some shit in the bigger clique. Like a whole bunch of niggas judging like who got the biggest dick. Fuck that shit. Mr. 239 call y'all on some faggot shit. Yo, I be passing hits. Break niggas down and they'll understand, yo, with my math, I kill you niggas in a quick quench. Your thirst, hunger. Make your ass burst from everything I hung you. Ass up like some fucking sandals. Let them fucking dry much on the line outside of the door. 239 be blasting with tracks to blow your mind and leave all your cells on the floor. Pick your brain cells up, man. I spit on the top of your damn Ford. Mr. 239, dangerous. That my lyrics eat through your head like Hannibal Lecter eating through motherfuckers' brains with a fucking spoon and a sandwich. Who think they got the advantage? Fuck with me, I leave your head wrapped up in a zillion one bandages. Forget it, don't mean to get violent or spit with the lyrics to get a little bit of violence. But you niggas don't remind me of nothing but a whole bunch of dudes that run around wanting attention like a whole bunch of females showing their asses with bikinis. You niggas ain't seen a live mobster rolling or rougher than me. When it's time for me to tuck and run through your city, you better run the fuck out of the way like I got a gun aimed at your whole fucking city. Blow your ass in peace. Niggas get blown to smithereens. But fuck with me, I spit a whole bunch of swords, chop your head off, and then leave an M on your ass like a Marine. 239 always represent with flows. niggas in the game crying so much with them whack ass flows remind me of a fucking onion ring. Crush and crumble your ass up quick on the scene. A lot of dudes thought that they could stop me, man. I spit with flows to bring you fake motherfuckers down to your knees. A lot of niggas didn't want to see the raw, rough side of me. That's the side of the MIC. It's me that rocks inside of the beats. Man, I rock so rough and raw, hardcore on this game. Make a lot of niggas feel like, yeah, I done took it and I done ran the whole scene. Yo, you niggas don't know. Leave your ass slayed. This is 239, got the shit locked like a slave's lock. These niggas thinking they can stop me. Man, fuck it. I welcome all you niggas in hip-hop to Mr. 239 masterclass on how you get dropped. Pop your ass and make you feel like you got shocked. Man, I've been rocking from dot to dot, block to block, spot to spot, lock to lock, clock to clock, month to month. Making most of you niggas start to drop to drop. That weak shit you on, put your ass under like a caretaker. Whoever want to come at Mr. 239, man, I dare you. Most of you niggas ain't shit but fakers. Fuck it. Niggas want to start running their mouth. Like I said a long time ago, your lips, I staple them shits to your papers with them whack-ass rhymes that you spit up. Leave the doctor to come and take the fucking staples out of you. While a lot of niggas thinking they want to stop a nigga like me, man, I tie your ass up with electric barbed wire. Pour down the box and then let you cut your ass what you call a fucking chair that'll fry you. A lot of niggas don't understand about Mr. 239. Well, that's enough for you to realize much. Imagine me taking a wide plier and ripping your fucking ear off much. Then y'all can understand and hear me a little bit better when I give you a piece of your ear and put it in your hand so you can yell inside of your own ear while I spin the palm of your hand. Niggas want to talk about death modes. You niggas don't know. Take a step at two. That's going to be your last you do as I brain through and blast you. Brain lasts all struggles, trials, and tribulations. While niggas get smashed on, they can stop everything that I've been bringing. Fuck you. When it's time for me to represent, I bust you. Niggas don't understand the way the 239 be representing, man. I got enough to make you feel like, fuck, I don't do nothing but bring the truth. It don't matter what I say or do. This shit is true. Why most of you niggas getting lit and pissed when you hear what Mr. 239 threw? Yeah, I'm waiting for this computer down there. I'm listening to a freestyle I was doing. Yeah. Ripping off that Limp Bizkit, All In Together Now featuring Method Man. That was killing that fucking beat. I'm going to check it out. Don't kill it. That damn sister. I'm feeling a biscuit. All right. Look like my computer went off. So let me see what's going on now. All right, time to bring this thing on. All right. Oh. cool. What's up, David? All right, good. 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 Y'all ready for some music, man? Hope y'all ready for some. I'm about to bring this thing right now. Yeah, to update my computer and shit. Yeah, like, because Raquel, like, me and her had a little conversation, like, last week, and she was like, damn, that happened with the kids again. And she was like, maybe it's because of the music shit, and was wanting to, like, be mad because her music, what she been doing. And I was like, look, that ain't got shit to do with the music. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, it ain't got nothing to do with the music. I was like, we great. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, whoever the fuck don't like us, just don't like us. That's been my attitude from day one. If you don't like me, fuck you. If you don't like what I say, you fuck you. If you don't like the song I'm making, fuck you. That's been me. I gives a fuck. You know why? Because niggas don't give a fuck whenever me and my crew come through the spot. Motherfuckers don't be giving a fuck about trying to do shit to us. So why should we give a fuck about y'all? I don't see myself giving a flying fuck about that. You know what I mean? So I told her, I was like, nah, they ain't got shit to do with the music. I was like, if motherfuckers hate, they just gonna hate. Like my son say, hi, haters. Hi. Goodbye, haters. Goodbye. Yeah, that's why I said that shit. But I mean, frankly, I really don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. You know, if you don't like me, fuck you. You know what I mean? That's simple and plain. I mean, you know, you don't got to live my life. And you damn sure ain't God. And you don't control my life. You're not the boss of me. I answer to a higher commander, not you motherfuckers. You feel me? Word. I fear no man, no machine. I don't give a fuck who you is. I don't fear you. That's why I said that shit on my tracks a minute ago. Because every man bleed the fucking same. Everybody blood come from blue and red vessels, all right? Shit. Why am I going to be mad and be fearing a motherfucker that if somebody shoot his ass, he going to bleed red? And you know what's crazy about it? If a white person gets shot, they bleed red. If an African gets shot, they bleed red. If a Chinese man gets shot, they bleed red. And so on and so on. So why the fuck should I fear somebody that bleed the same? I mean, shit. What you should do, you should fear me if I have a fucking gun in my hand. Fear me if I have a mic in my hand, like, as if I had a gun in my hand, trust me. I mean, niggas don't get it. Niggas be acting like they doing features and shit, man. What the fuck you talking about? It ain't nothing but a word. I mean, I done been featured on shit with KRS-One. I done been featured on shit with y'all hear this shit I be playing, man. I done been featured on shit with Funsworth Bentley. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck you trying to prove? You know what I mean? Like I can't motherfucking, like I can't be in the Hall of Fame where I done did something big. Fuck you, my friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, really. Fuck you with my gun trigger. My new slogan is, fuck you with my microphone inside of you. Fucking fake-ass niggas. That's why I keep my microphone in the holster. Pay attention to the director of music closely. Pay attention to that shit. Pay attention to that cover, man. You see a microphone in my holster. Them different characters of me, the one with the tie on, Look at it closely. There's a fucking gun right there in that holster. Either way it goes, you see me with a gun or a mic, you better stay the fuck away from me. Because both of them, I'm dangerous with both of them motherfuckers. I believe that. I'm just as more dangerous with a microphone than with a fucking gun. Now it's time for me to play some music.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. It's the holidays, and the big wireless companies are busy spending billions on advertising. At Mint, we're not into wasting money, so we bought this spiffy stock footage for $500. Our footage also came with another hand, so we can let you know if you switch to Mint, you'll get 3 months free on all of our plans, even unlimited. Feels like that deserves an exclamation point. Whoa, easy. Easy.
You have just reached Merc 79, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! Today we are here with Mr. 239, and I got a question for him. I want to ask him, and he's going to give the answer to the whole audience, haters and doubters and all that. So how does it feel to be successful? Basically, feels great, and I like to thank God for me being able to breathe, being able to do this. The way that I can keep doing it with the energy. And as for all the haters, the Dallas, and the jealousy, all of them, all there was a push for me to have a celebration.
All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right, to the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. Because Tina is up, yeah. I'm the one that's representing with Word is Born Records. So everybody that's sitting down on your chair and not familiar with what's going on right here, yo, this is a celebration. We being able to live to see again, breathe again, eat again, walk again. Wake up in the morning and we be stretching, so we still breathing and yawning. So everybody got a reason to be celebrating, because it's a special occasion. Every day you being able to breathe it, even though people try to stop you from making it, even though they try to do things that make you feel like you can't take it. Sometimes we just sit back and wonder about what was really going on back then. Was it just the things that was going on? When see somebody see you going high, they wanna try to pull you down, but you know you got to let them know how it goes when you come around to do your thing. Even though people didn't think that I would pursue my dream, now everybody knew how I did when I did it from NC to SC, all the way from the galaxy. Everybody know what it's gonna be when you see WB and Mr. M1.239. Come up, everybody, put your hands up, cause this is a what?
It's a tell.
They was gonna do. They was really gonna be on point what they said they was gonna do. And that dude by the name Mr. Two, he was doing what everybody said that he couldn't do. Yeah, y'all know how we did. He just kept making his move, even though people said that he was just gonna be a fool. They played me like a joker, like I was the one that made a move like a monster. But really, that's what it really was. But now I say, hell around the Elgin, while these niggas be sitting around hating, wondering. I tell them how you got to do. Just sit back, be patient. And you know what time it is, y'all keep on thinking. Everybody thought that they could erase this.
keep moving like the instruments in the background. Y'all know how it is when I crack the ground. Everybody didn't think I was going to bring that hip-hop back around, but now they know it's celebration.
Turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, these niggas need to hear me, man. Word up. These niggas need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. 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 All black by Chevy. Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the black. Black mask in the back, on the right side of my ass. Looking for the ass, cause we about to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint. That can leave brand stains, leave the niggas leaking like hoes in the water bed. Leave them dead, let them catch the bullets in the shell. Gun smoke looking like a ball, nigga. We ain't gon' stop, till they body look mushy like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I spit, chop niggas to pieces. Phone so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my motherfucking money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my motherfucking image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Transforming transcripts like Optimus Prime and such. No question, one of the best in the arts of conversation. Debating the hate and you're spraying towards my congregation. Hard work paying off, y'all seem to be on vacation. Never gonna stop amid speculation. Never got you about facing, caused by the embarrassment of the irrelevant statements. I ain't playing, y'all just running out of people to blame for your failings. And all y'all shit is getting retarded as the offspring of Sarah Palin. If my words confuse you, I explain it in layman's terms. Y'all shit be lame in every language.
I'ma tell y'all boy, what I been doing out of the building. Niggas say yeah, that boy got a lot of chillin'. Tell your boy, fuck it, I'm always chillin'. If I load him up, boy, you knew I wouldn't kill me. Yeah, I kept it feeling, yeah, I keep it thrillin'. Yeah, you know it's feeling, and I keep it going. And I stay blown, and I stay gone. I got tears in my rain. I'm all about the cream, I'm all about the team. God, they lock me, leave you in the coffin. If you stay flossy, this like these bosses, 316. We don't give a damn about the red monkey jeans. Get money, get money, get spice, get spice. Get bread, get bread, get bread.
Man, you know, I got one little question to say, man. Like, one question to ask. Like, where the fuck was these little new niggas at when me and my mobster niggas was mobbing and moving through every fucking town and city and state? They must have been somewhere ducking and hiding in a fucking corner and shit. I mean, I would, too. If a whole bunch of mob motherfuckers come out on one track, call it Currency Finale, and we was coming to take your shit. Know what I mean? Like, I mean, even the realest gangsters respected us. That's what niggas don't get. I'm just talking, man. I'm just play the fucking beat and I'm gonna play some more music, man. Fuck out of here. Trust me. So guard your shit. If you get money, get it. Cause wherever I, me and my fleet and fleet decide to come the fuck back again, ain't nobody gonna move. Ain't nobody gonna move unless we fucking say so.
Kino White,
okay.
And I'm not playing no fucking games,
right.
You know? I don't need a fucking group to go in and
for
rob
real.
The fucking industry,
back.
You know? These fuckers
yeah.
Is getting on my fucking
for
nerves,
real.
You know? And I'm fucking tired of it,
I'm
you know?
Serious,
word up.
What's up.
And this is it right here. And this is how to plan.
Come
right?
On.
I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Next thing you know, my barrel is steaming. Talking about, yo, man, yo, we got to have a conversation. I'm like, what the fuck you mean we got to have a conversation? My barrel or my rifle said, nigga, these motherfuckers out here are taking up air and opportunity and space. I'm like, what the fuck you mean air and opportunity and space? They said they doing stupid shit, trying to stop you from getting inside of the exit or the enter. I'm like, wait a minute, how can they stop me? My barrel like, man, fuck that. Enough of the conversation, let's cut it short quickly. Okay, so I rushed up in, next thing you know, I go up inside of the door. I see this damn big ass fine hoe with diamonds in her eyes and her body made of emerald. Next thing she saying, she wanna throw it at me, talking about, yeah, I wanna put you in my wing, put you behind me, do things with me, and I wanna give you all your money. All you got to do is sign it over to me. I'm like, sign shit over to you, what you mean? She said, that thing that's in your chest. I said, nah, shorty, you got the wrong one you fucking with. So my barrel, I squeeze it and pop shot, cause I'm a masterminded type of nigga. I squeeze it and pop shot, cause I'm a masterminded nigga. I squeeze it and pop shot, cause I'm a masterminded nigga.
I don't care about these niggas in this industry, because to me, I don't give a fuck how faster they come. The slower, they'll go away and they absorb. They absorb when they see me come through. Next thing you know, they looking at me because I make moves. Just like I'm in the ocean, in the sea, in a ship. These cats looking like, oh, yo, we gon' find out where he exists. And then I'm still dealing with this crazy industry bitch. She coming at me talking about, yo, I want you to be with me, but I still want death inside of your chest. I said, I just told you again. My brother already told me that I couldn't get that shit to you. It was a sin. She said, but damn, I'll give you anything you want. Diamonds and jewelry, money, anything. I'm like, nah, shorty, I better off to stay with myself and believe in myself. I ain't worried about trying to get that wealth between your legs. And she said, damn, why you acting like that? I said, ma, you know, it's the reason why I act the way I do. I thought I told you in the beginning of the sequel. She said, no, but, you know, I've been dealing with you for a long time. And I be remember back in 1999, you was about to kill yourself. I was like, nah, shit, hip-hop kept me up on my feet, and I revealed myself. So I told these niggas what the fuck I am, yo. I'm a mobster-minded nigga, got to pull the trigger. Mobster-minded, master-minded nigga, got to pull the trigger. Yeah, my name is Keena, and the alias, Mr. 239, that's on the rifle. I'm a mobster-minded nigga, I got to pull the trigger. I don't care about these niggas out here getting the gold and dude from this industry, bitch, cause I keep my ass hanging like a noose. So the next thing you know, to the last of the climax, this shit coming at me all kinds of ways, talking about, yo, I told you, I want what's inside of your chest. I said, so you ain't getting what's in my chest. She said, damn, if you give that to me, I'll give you everything in the world. I said, well, what's the use of me gaining the whole world and losing my soul? Like I told y'all niggas before, I'm a mobster-minded nigga.
I woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I'm headed to town, 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 and down. With all my favorite colors, yes sir. All my favorite colors.
We come from every walk of life. We're proud of who we are and what we believe. We are among the 200,000 people who work for Bank of America.
A good day for you. A good day to see my baby. I want my sisters and my brothers.
What would you like the power to do?
Arby's didn't invent the slider. We didn't even invent the sandwich. But we did invent Arby's. So in a way, you're welcome. Arby's, we have the meat.
How hard is it to catch a crispy, flaky fish? Depends on how patient you are and what pocket you keep $6 in. Arby's fish sandwiches are now 2 for $6 and part of Arby's everyday value. Arby's, we have the meat.
Circle K is home to the ice-cold Polar Pop. It's made of polar foam, so it stays cold longer. And you can get any size cup for just 89 cents every day. Just 89 cents. So stop by Circle K today and grab an ice-cold 89-cent Polar Pop. It stays cold longer. Only at Circle K.
Pour it in the Polar Pop.
We doing this or not?
Let's roll.
Wait, this isn't Hollywood. And so if you're needing extra cash and you want to keep cruising, there's Dick's Pawn Superstore, where you can get the celebrity treatment without the celebrity rates on their title loans. Save yourself a ticket. Keep cruising with title loans from Dick's Pawn.
Good morning. We'd just like to thank you for choosing Dodge's store. Gas up, get a little something to eat, and be on your way. Enjoy the drive.
Frito-Lay Variety Packs presents Totally Unrealistic, Never Gonna Happen in a Million Years Mom Fantasies.
Mother, thank you for planning such an enriching camping trip for us.
Please accept this as a token of our appreciation.
Now let us sing to you.
This will never happen, but this might.
There's like no reception.
I'm not cheering, Ted.
Dibs on the Fritos.
Frito-Lay Variety Packs. Packed with possibilities.
Not insane, talking about going back to school, and you thinking you cool. Now it's all the cool brothers. Everybody just wanna go from the mother. They don't even know the mother that they had. That meanest many going in the world, living through a life that's been had. Like they just bug bunny going on the trail. Everybody just wanna talk about getting the holy grail, keeping it there. That mean that's the art of greatness. Everybody just wanna take it and can't face it. They can't go with their destiny. We go with the frequency. What does the L stand for? Yeah, you always learn by the WIP. Everybody don't even know what it really takes to go and just rhyme on the mic. And everybody just say it's tight. Nah, it's alright. Everybody just wanna talk about everybody in the industry. We've been through this. Guess what? We ain't new to this.
So feel like L. So feel like F. Everybody feel like F. Everybody feel like F. F. Come on, feel like F. Come on, feel like F. Come on, feel like F. Yo, y'all know about how 239 you and wait a minute. A lot of people used to say that I was one of the greatest. Wait a minute, not the greatest. Wait a minute, legendary veteran. Y'all know about me, yeah, I got the flow to bring the healer like medicine. All your MCs wanna come up paddling, meddling with all types of nonsense. Things that be coming at these kids conscious. Be making them feel like they want what y'all got. But y'all got stuff that's been written. Don't even think about trying to come up and be presenting. All that fakeness, that falseness, all that stuff that y'all be calling sin is this. Y'all need a switch before it gets took away. There it is for all you MCs that this. So feel like F, everybody, feel like F, come on, feel like F, everybody, come on, feel like F, everybody, feel like F, come on, feel like F, everybody, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F.
They say they can't feel us, feel the record play. Everybody just wanna go to a record company and they don't wanna stay. Well guess what, I'm at my plate. Anybody wanna get set with a meal, you could be on the platter. You call that a hot deal? Well guess what, we just keep it and we keep the feel. We keep the soul, we keep it going gold. So it's never told, we keep it foretold. For second rhymes, yeah we know it's going, it just moan. Yeah, like it's King Tut. I just don't even care about anybody, what they say and what they wanna go about. Yeah, nigga, like I told them, they can just go about.
And feel like F, everybody, feel like F. Come on, feel like F, everybody, feel like F, 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 F. So feel like F, everybody, feel like F. Come along, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F, 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 F. Yo, me, I had to make moves, keep stepping, moving in, call me energy. I had negative energy, try to come at me and prevent me from presenting who I really be. So feel my F, everybody know how I come and I reveal myself. A lot of people used to say, yeah, you should have killed yourself. Wait a minute, how can I kill myself? It's living an instrument. Y'all need to feel my F when I come off. Let them know when it's time for me to let it off like a gun off. Everybody with gun talk, get done for. Y'all MCs out there, y'all done embarked. Feel my F. Come on, come on, feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Come on, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F. Feel like F. Everybody, feel like F. Come on, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F, feel like F. Every time you turn around, you may find a significant one out here. Yeah, don't like it when another man get paid to appear. What's really the power inside of? All you haters are out there. You need to sit back and just stop trying to hate on the next man that got another plan and transaction in his hand or a transcript in his hand. I'm telling you, when you see a hater, you better run from him. Look, a
front of them at the same time.
Oh.
Damn, man, y'all body language confusing, you know what I'm saying? Like, mad confusing, man. Like, sometimes
the
body don't even know what you really trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of signs you giving off? What kind of messages you sending, you know what I mean? Let me know what's good. You know what I mean? I'm lost sometimes. I be getting mixed feelings. Word up. Word.
It's
the me judging from your body language. Your body language. Are you making a choice? Word up. Yeah. Word. Yeah. Word. Word. Is you moist?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you trying to make a choice to make a decision? Yo, imagine us sitting and walking around the sand on the beach. You sitting back in the chair and imagine me making love to your headpiece. As my words go inside of your ears and you look at the oceans and the waves as they go back and forth and on the shore and we watching that moon come up. And I'm talking about the sunrise. Look at the sunset, making everybody be wondering how is that really going on like that. Man, I'm a little bit in my mind about. You moist?
Oh, yeah.
Or is you making the right choice, you know what I mean? Word up. Man, I mean, I can't tell what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 minute, I think you moist, you know what I mean? But then, it's like, oh, no. Like, you ain't made a choice yet. So anyway, as, I imagine myself caressing you and sitting you down, addressing you, taking my time with you. We just sitting back doing what we always do, being the grown folks like we always do. I'm talking about we can sip on them exotic drinks. I'm talking about look at things as we come through to make you want to think. I can do a little thing to you to make you feel like I want to play. Maybe we can flirt a little bit that day. Word up. Word up. I mean, you making the choice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. Word up. Word up. Word up. Word up. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I believe you more, you know what I'm saying? You made the right choice. Word up. Word up. As I smell the fragrance coming off your skin, and I think about the times that, man, you driving me crazy inside, within. I'm talking about the love and the butterflies in my stomach, moving up to the top of my heart quick. And I just imagine myself kissing you and licking you, eating you with cooking cream ice cream, licking it off your body. I'm talking about things that make you want to go a little bit crazy and insane quickly. I guess that's the reason why I got you trembling for what I see. Word up. You moist. Word up. Yeah, yeah, no doubt. You definitely moist, you know what I'm saying? Word up. Yeah. Word up. Man, sometimes, you know, a woman's body language, women's body language can mess with your head. 1 minute you can say they saying one thing, and they can mean another one. And then they can mean another one and say another thing, you know what I mean? Man, for real, man, like... It's like, you never know, man. Sometimes a woman body language make you feel like they want to bomb you. Or maybe you never know. It can confuse you, you know what I mean? I tell you one thing, man, this world got me in a messed up mode, man. Telling you, man, all this stuff happening going on, man, I don't know.
That ain't no reason for me.
I do no place like that. No. I had a magic genie left. I rub these situations away.
You gotta be careful what you're
making
problems for, man.
Man, what you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Man, this mold, man, all this stuff going on in this world, man.
Yeah.
Man, you know what?
The world,
just relax.
Man. Hey, just pay attention to the world.
Who you talking to? Don't tell me to relax.
See what's going on in the world.
As the pen hits the fan, and I start talking about all the things I wish I had, and all the things that I'm happy for what I got on plan. That everybody understands the way that Mr. 239 be represented, coming with songs to keep me going on thinking, counting my many blessings. I'm talking about why a lot of people be stressing, don't understand. Yeah, when it was time for me to represent it, you know I'm gonna keep on coming and bringing it with the representation. Why a lot of people be acting like they faking, wanna be hating. I'm talking about a lot of mad mistaken. A lot of people ain't happy with what they got in. And like that notion said, be thankful for what you having. Why a lot of people don't understand, they want a diamond in the back, a Cadillac, they want big stacks of money. Well, Mr. 239 always represent with flows on wealthy, with that flow. That's why this world got me in a mold. I ain't worried about it, yo. There goes the folks, Mr. 239 getting ready to go to. Let you know what kind of mode I am in. That mode of happiness, joy. I'm talking about where I see myself being, where I'm gonna maintain it, to keep on going. Everything that I've been doing, everything open, manifesting. Why a lot of people be understanding, don't understand, yeah, y'all keep on confessing. What about nonsense that y'all be thinking about it? When it's time for 239 to represent, I keep it going with the proudest. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, and full of doubting. Fill them up and let them know when it was time for the 239 to represent. Yeah, they start to understand that I keep crowding. Why a lot of people be trying to figure out why I kept on measuring out. I'm a digit. Let you know what time it is. The 239 represent. Can y'all really get with it? The way that I keep hitting, that goes the neighborhood. I'm in a mode they didn't know about.
Man, you know what?
Now, see, man, that's what I mean.
I feel better now.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel weird better.
Yeah, law of
attraction.
Yeah,
man, because you just grabbed that genie left.
Law of attraction.
Man, you know what? Don't worry about that. Stay out of my business.
It's a secret anyway.
What business, man?
Law of attraction.
My business. You know what, man? You ain't got no business. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I'll cut your hand off. You try to take my lamp from me, man. Yo, man, Mr. 239, man, what you in, man?
I'm in my AM fleet stance,
man. Atomic
mass
sense, man.
Word up.
Atomic
I'm
mass
in my AM
sense.
Fleet stance.
Atomic mass
man, what is your AM fleet stance, y'all?
Atomic mass
man, you know,
Atomic
my
mass
AM fleet stance is...
Atomic mass.
You know, basically me being me, man, being in my stance, y'all.
Yeah, atomic
you know
mass
I mean?
Stance, man.
But, yo, is it true, man, you from Monroe,
yeah.
N.C.?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? It's been like
it's
that from day
town,
one, man.
They said it was
you know what I mean?
Town.
But I still stay in my AM fleet stance, man.
Atomic
you know what I mean? Because I never know
stance,
when somebody going to try to
atomic
pull
man,
my card, you know what I'm saying? And try to make it look like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. You know? It is director of music, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm in my AM fleet
stance,
man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down.
Atomic.
I'm in my AM fleet stance, man.
Atomic mass
I'm in my stance. AM fleet standards. Word up.
Atomic mass.
Word up, y'all.
Fleet stance.
Since y'all asking questions on what am I doing and what do I continue improving in, man, I stay in my AM fleet standards. While a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I hand ya. Yo, you know me, I always stand up, rep up for what I always be doing much. While a lot of people thought that they could stop me from pursuing much. They can get their crews and everything ripped up. Tore up, Mr. 239, destroy ya. Destroy much, make everybody feel like, yeah, I done deployed the attack. Make a lot of people feel like, yeah, they get smacked back. Thought that they could stop what I'm doing, I'm in my AM fleet standards. Ain't no way to stop what I'm doing and I'm landing, ya. I'm in my AM fleet standards. No way to stop what I'm landing much. Man, why most people thinking they can stop me from being in touch with the microphone? I continue to keep it in my clutch with a tight grip. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop the way that I might rip. Man, light up the game, it's like I'm lighting up a whole bunch of lights. Make everybody feel the electricity as I spit, get ready to strike. Why I grab the microphone, I grab it and put some energy to it, just like I'm putting a whole bunch of energy and things to it. Why everybody thought that they could come and stop everything, yeah, I've been doing. I'm on my AM fleet standards. I'm in my AM fleet standards. That means every time I'm landing ya, you gonna fall down, feel like somebody slammed you much. Ripping with the flow that a lot of people couldn't clutch, couldn't touch. Make them feel like, yeah, they getting bust. You take a hunch to see the way that Mr. 239 take you out like a lunch break. Like I said on that track back in the day, why a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I bring and bring attack with faith. Make them feel like, yeah, I done snapped and cracked their brain as I continue to maintain. Why all y'all out there thought that y'all could stop everything that I've been doing, man, I am the bullets going through your brain, making y'all feel like, yeah, y'all got plain. Yeah, it's me, simple and plain, ripping the game, making everybody feel like they lost it, and I still be repping fame. I'm on my AM fleet standards. Atomic mass fleet.
That's me on my AM fleet standards, man.
Atomic mass fleet standards.
Oh, so that's what that means, yeah.
Atomic mass fleet standards. Atomic mass fleet standards.
Break me down, tuck them behind without a sound. Try and get ahead, you won't be found. Tell on the mic, get that straight. Move it quick, you won't keep up. Been made for the mic ever since then. Get got, you will not win. You try to break me down when I come back super strong. Believe that even when you sin, God gifted, been with it. I was a little kid, misunderstood in so many ways. They still talk, don't know what to say. Fake old friends thought they could talk about me with their lame excuse sound. Promises kept, that was a lie. They tried to take me, break me, mistake me, flake me, shake me. Here I still rise above. Won't let Raquel's on top. Stood up from the nonsense. No time for those silly fits. You couldn't handle me from the beginning. When I jump in this game, you claim you missing me when you say distance. Now you're mad cause I stopped paying you attention. Get with it cause we are bringing in an evolution of real music that they claim hip-hop was dead. No, you sold out, that was said. No sell out here, all free and steady motion. Meditation of control song. No matter how long the trip, I still acknowledge the verse I spit. They tried to take me, break me, mistake me, flake me, shake me. Here I still rise above. They tried to take me.
take me, take me. Here I still rise above.
Have to be immortal to get my money back. You haven't been able to answer the only question that matters in Shark Tank. How do I make money?
Who are the sharks? They're self-made business experts worth billions. Kevin O'Leary is a shrewd venture capitalist who made his fortune selling a children's educational company for over $4 billion. Damon John dominated the fashion world with FUBU. Now he's the branding expert behind multiple global brands generating billions in sales. Robert Herjavec, son of an immigrant factory worker, founded one of the world's preeminent cybersecurity firms. Maury Grenier, the queen of QVC, holds over 100 patents and has launched over 400 products, grossing over $500 million in sales. And Mark Cuban, renowned billionaire tech mogul and the outspoken owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Whack dudes with whacked out style. Yo, check it, Mr. 239 coming through to let you know that I've been alive and sound. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, but when it was time for me to represent, most of these dudes are getting washed out. Just like I said, smash them out. Yo, they thought they could stop me. Yo, guess what? Mr. White is back out. Back step on the scene. Why everybody thought they could stop me from coming in, and I always remain to do things that be unseen. Take them out, push them away. Most dudes thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing. Made them all great, disappear. Away. Like I zapped them out of another direction, zapped them into another zone. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, but yo, all you dudes is wrong. Y'all don't know what Mr. 2 been on. This is the way I've been strong, making everybody fall back, thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing. Yo, check it, if you think you colorful, well, then Mr. White is out, and I'm getting ready to white out all y'all with them wax styles. Yo, crunk styles, yo, forgetting I'm the liveliest style. Why everybody thought they could stop everything that I've been representing? This is something that I'ma come through, I let it out. Smack them, make them all feel like I'm backing them. Thought that they could stop everything that I've been calling. Yo, check it, light it up, and the place is blown. And that's the switch, and everybody knows the way I represent Mr. White Owl. For all you whack dudes out there, y'all ain't nothing but a whack job. Mr. White Owl, yo, check it, White Owl, making dudes feel like they played out. See, they wanna come out, most dudes nowadays, yo. All their games is played out. Make them feel like, yo, when I represent, make everybody fall down and thinking they see out. Yo, check it, that's the way I be about things, to let everybody know that I've been roaming inside the instrument. Yo, that's like my new place of somehow and surviving. Yo, they call me Mr. 00239, and just like a little bit, somewhat between like a secret type of agent, coming in letting y'all know that I be doing things behind the curtain. Behind, let's see, backstage, forget backstage. Yo, check it, I be behind the scenes, like I'm making my own strip while everybody be trying to intervene. Thought that they could stop everything that I represent. Yo, I'm getting ready to deliver and destroy them and all their teams. Now, too many people go around acting like they something else, trying to be something else, but y'all ain't felt the way that Mr. 239 represent. I've been come through to make everybody feel like, yo, they felt everything that I tell. I be live on scenes, making y'all feel like, yo, I arrive and I always be representing. Yo, my name went down in history, 9 awards straight, making y'all feel like I'm giving y'all a triple platinum taste. The way I represent, make everybody fall down and realize what I done dropped. That's the reason that I represent. Yo, give me 1,000 more awards, y'all. Stop.
Bring his ass in here, niggas. Fucking smart. Hey, yo, nigga. Who told you to sabotage my fucking empire, nigga?
Oh, no. What's going on?
You the only one knew about
it. Nah, nigga, I ain't trying to hear that bitching right now.
Oh, no. 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 Shut
the fuck up, bitch and nigga. That's what I do to the industry, man. Niggas hollering and shit. Ain't got time for that, man. Not me. Like I said, everybody wondering what's going on inside of 239 Mind. Let me share it and rhyme. Everybody wondering what's going on inside of 239 Mind. Let me share it and rhyme. Everybody wondering what's going on inside of 239 Mind. Let me share it inside. Let me share it. Yeah. It's story time. 1979 was a kid that was born and he resigned. Came up from a lame age, known like Benjamin and Albert Einstein at the same time. I've been known to count currency at the age 329, all the way up to 239. You niggas ain't ready for me. I told you niggas you need to get the fuck out of the line, yo, and stay down. I'm going up in my attic real quick, man. I'm going inside of my attic. Up in my attic, I see a whole $1 billion of fucking briefcases and shit in my mental attic. So what I'm doing, I'm going into the fucking exhibit A, the suitcase with all the papers and the creations, to let you niggas know I never been faking. Niggas assault this nigga right here. Cook your ass like bacon. You fake ass kidders talk loud lies. Yeah, I'm going against them niggas that was running their mouth out the butthole. Fuck you shitters. I make your intestines feel like I'm stuck electric